No one can surely doubt that the current tax systems used around the world are, at best, incoherent and cumbersome. The trick is how we might change this dismal state of affairs. Viewed from the outside, tax policy consistently chases the wrong objectives and depends on a worldview that was only partly true in the era of our grandparents. How to bring about change? Ah, if only we knew. But of course, standing back, we do know the answers. It's just that political controls and the regulations do not provide them. As a new report from ACCA points out, we need evolutionary change away from the last century's bedrock of taxing labour to taxes on pollution and natural resource use. It must be very obvious, surely. The future will not be one of the great mass of the population turning up to factories and offices and getting paid a regular amount from which a specific proportion can be docked by the tax authorities on a weekly or monthly basis. This system has been in decline for years. And oddly enough, you can track it by looking at how, in recent years, the proportion of income tax paid in the UK, for example, by the lowest paid, has dwindled away, while the tax paid by the wealthiest has rocketed upwards. That supposed scourge of the poor, George Osborne, when he was Chancellor of the Exchequer, got more tax out of the wealthiest chunk of society than any Chancellor previously. The richest 1% of society was stumping up some 27% of all income tax. Over the last 50 years or so, the tax burden on the wealthy has tripled. And why not? But it also shows how the old system of nationwide pay-as-you-earn is a thing of the past, at least as far as a provider of reliable tax revenue streams. As the new ACCA report, Tax as a Force for Good, Rebalancing Our Tax Systems to Support a Global Economy Fit for the Future, points out. The perception of what is considered a rational tax base changes over time. And as it says, all that results from a tax on labour is that it provides employers with an incentive to cut labour costs and headcount and to outsource. Neither of them dynamic and sensible ways to make the world and its tax revenues more sustainable. And at the same time, the world has to bear the massive welfare costs of pollution and the negative impact and the huge cost of global carbon dioxide emissions. We need to switch, and switch quite radically. Charging us more for using a plastic bottle doesn't quite cut it. But the problems remain. Politicians work on short cycles. Developing long-term strategies is not part of their mindset. It is hard to create tax reform on an international cross-border basis. As the director of the OECD's Centre for Tax Policy and Administration says in his introduction to the report, how to make sure that the rules of international taxation avoid double taxation, but also double non-taxation. How to ensure a level playing field between businesses that rely strongly on digital platforms and those that do not. How can labour taxes adapt to the gig economy? What role for taxes in mitigating rising inequality of income and of opportunity? To which the answer is, as the report clearly shows, that life changes and eventually tax policy catches up. It would be great if it was the other way around, but there you go. Almost the last line of the report is this: it is now more rational to tax pollution and resource use than it is to tax labour. Once it was thought perfectly logical to impose taxes on sheep, brides, or beards. Those times have passed. Eventually, our current politicians and tax authorities will catch up with their own times.